Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, He humbled himself to be like us. Pride, is it good or bad? We are told to take pride in ourselves and in all we do. We are also taught that pride is the root of all evil. Which is it? If anyone ever earned the right to be proud, it would have been God on the seventh day when he rested and reflected on all he had just accomplished. God created the universe. He created the mountains, oceans, trees, and the birds that nested in them. He created the sun, moon, and stars. He created DNA. He created life. That is something to be proud of. Yet, at his birth, Jesus humbled himself to be like us in all things except sin. What can we learn from his humility? For much of my life, I was a prideful person. Ego and pride often got in my way. They still sometimes do. In school, I was proud of my scholastic abilities and my athletic skills. In my career, I took great pride in my professional accomplishments. I wanted to be seen by others as a man who gave back to his community, his profession, his faith, and his family. The operative phrase here is, quote, I wanted to be seen, end quote. This was pride. Maybe I did all those things above to mask over some of my hidden wounds and personal brokenness. Until God spoke to my heart in 2011, my pride kept me from admitting my wounds and brokenness. Since then, God has been using humility to make me more dependent on Him. In what ways is pride hurting you? Do you need to work on the virtue of humility? Jesus, who, as one with the Father in spirit, created all things, humbled himself to become fully human. He humbled himself to be born in a dirty manger. Jesus depended on his parents to feed and nurture him. Jesus pooped and peed in his diapers like all babies, and he relied on someone else to clean him up. Jesus had to make it through the trials of puberty and acne. I am sure he often, as a young boy, scraped his knees and relied on his mother to bandage him up and kiss his boo-boos and make him feel better. Jesus worked, sweated, and cried, yet all the while, he was God. Jesus was tortured and killed by many who once were his friends. Many of his one-time followers turned on him and eventually shouted out, crucify him, crucify him. Let's face it, all of us at times turn on our Lord and through our actions cry out, crucify him. Despite knowing that we would be sinful people, Jesus humbled himself to the point of death on a cross so that we could inherit eternal life. That is real humility. Proverbs 16 verses 18 and 19 gives us this. Pride goes before disaster and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be humble with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Humility was at one time regarded as the essential Christian virtue. Today it seems as if humility is seen by many as a sign of weakness or as a character flaw. In the retreats that I put on around the country, I always talk about the masks that all people wear. Two of the three masks that I discuss are, number one, hiding our wounds, brokenness, and flaws from others, and number two, hiding our wounds, brokenness, and flaws from ourselves. Underlying our unwillingness to admit our faults, wounds, and struggles in life, either to ourselves or others, is pride. We prefer to see ourselves without our wounds, pains, and flaws, and we want to present ourselves to others in the same way. G.K. Chesterton once said, "If I had only one sermon to preach, it would be a sermon against pride." Proverbs 16:5 gives us this warning. Every proud heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured that none will go unpunished. God has given each one of us special skills and talents. When we put these gifts to work for the glory of God, we find a sense of purpose and we feel good about ourselves. Sadly, though, we often forget where these gifts come from. We give sole credit to ourselves for our accomplishment rather than praising God and giving Him the credit for our achievements. Once again, we see insidious pride at work. Jesus not only spoke of humility, but through His life and death, He became the role model for humility. To this day, many theologians believe that humility is one of the chief attributes of a good Christian life. If God was willing to humble Himself as a child on that first Christmas day, are you willing to humble yourself for Him? How is pride negatively impacting your life? We can use the remaining days of Advent to ponder these questions. Now, will you please pray with me? O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, deliver me from my pride and help me to be humble like you. Amen. If you go to our website today, you will find a printable copy of A Prayer for Humility. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.